Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, or good evening, or good morning, whenever you're listening to the show. I am Robert Seidelman. I am back again here with a special news bulletin. Make 90-degree turn to camera B.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we have received late-breaking news from WWE.com that at 1-1-10, that is January 1st, 2010, ladies and gentlemen, Shane McMahon will resign from WWE. Why is he resigning? Rumors are speculating as to be many certain things, but we can confirm one thing, that he is not, and we repeat, not going to TNA. And this is definitely a may or may not case, so screw you, Raja.com. In any other case, some speculations have considered that he might be leaving WWE to take care of his own family, he might be starting up an MMA promotion, or he could be helping Linda McMahon out with his campaign. For more speculation on this subject, we open the floodgates and we bring in our star-studded, multi-talented... Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I got that card wrong. It's our panel for tonight, leading with two great ladies, four great gentlemen, and somebody who could be A.O. Scott's brother, A.O. Scott's father. So we start with Nikki Hayman. Nikki Hayman, what are your thoughts on this?
Shane O'Mac's got a couple of options. You mentioned MMA. Doesn't JBL have a stake with... in an MMA company, or is he doing, because he's doing more than just the energy drink thing?
He pulled out.
Yes, he pulled out.
Okay. Well, Shane O'Mac's got some money. You can throw that in his pocket and say, hey, Bradshaw, what were you investing in? Give me their phone number.
Let's go to the Canadian aspect on this. Trista, what are your thoughts on Shane McMahon leaving WWE?
I thought it was interesting. Didn't expect to see that first thing in the morning. Well, not first thing, but close to it. First thing for me. Yeah. Interesting to see which way he'll go. Uh-huh. And that's pretty much it.
Now let's get Typho's perspective on this. The Texas perspective, home of world-class championship wrestling in the Funks. Typho?
Well, in that case, maybe he'll throw some money down to revive the Von Erichs.
Oh.
Ouch.
But seriously, I yeah, thanks. I think that, well, first off, Shane resigning, that just that leaves us with Vince and Stephanie as the lone remaining McMahons in the WWE, which means that Stephanie and Triple H will 100% definitely take over when Vince retires, which is what we kind of expected, but you're always kind of hoping Shane would be in there, but it looks like right now he won't be. But as for what he's going to do, I don't know. But as his theme song suggests, I don't think he has to worry about money.
Now let's
there
get
goes the money. There goes the money, right.
Now let's talk. Get to the Ohioan perspective of this with Stepboy Josh Henniger. Stepboy?
To be honest, Typho took a lot of what I was about to say. With Shane leaving, it's down to Steph, Trips, and the future of the WWE. I'm worried. I'm scared worried.
Speaking of worried, let's go to the home of the 4-0 Saints, Carl Chenier. Carl?
I'm pretty much in a general consensus of these gentlemen here. Although the MMA thing sounds more likely, but it makes sense to hear about maybe helping his mom out for a Senate race. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Now let's get to the New York perspective, where we have a few main perspectives on this. First of all, we have VRM.
Well, first of all, I haven't really been following because I've been in a kind of a bad funk lately. So I've been.
Why are you in a bad funk? The Yankees just halfway swept the Angels.
Oh. Well, that's only game one.
Yeah,
it's only game one right now.
Right, they're winning 4-1, and they're about to bring in Rivera in the ninth.
Oh, Yeah, that's no, I'm not concerned about that in the least. I'm having other problems, emotional type of problems.
Oh, poor kid.
The kind where you end up getting a week's worth of clonazepam.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I think
yeah, I've been
you
having
better
a...
not touch on that subject.
Yeah, yeah. What's
anything else on the Shane McMahon story, VRM?
I have no idea on Shane, honestly.
All right, now let's get to our resident expert on all things higher-up management, our resident AO Scott impersonator, Jason Block.
This was an absolute and total stunner, no pun intended, of news. Shane McMahon has always called himself the heir apparent. Turns out the heir apparent is now one Paul Levesque, not Shane McMahon. I personally think this is a bit of a jealousy issue because Vince has always sided with Steph. Shane and Linda were a different animal, so to speak. They had their own relationship. You have Shane McMahon, Vince taking over the CEO role once Linda ran for Senate, and I think that pissed Shane McMahon off, so he's doing his own thing. Where Shane McMahon goes is going to be very interesting because he still has his own stock. Is he going to go to TNA? No way. Is he going to do MMA? Probably. Is he going to go help his mom? Maybe. But what I'd like to see, maybe he starts up his own company. How would that be? Well, that'd be for something for a little kick in the old mads. Not my idea. That was also started by, Dave Scherer on PW Insider. But come on, that'd be a great idea. But the fact that he left makes for a real interesting dynamic in 2010 because who was the one that was worried? Josh? You're worried, right?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you because if you have Stephanie McMahon, who has basically been the person in charge of the sinking Titanic of creative, so to speak.
Hold on, we got a sound effect to describe the latest creative. I mean, let's go into that right now.
Pretty much.
If you put her there as the head of everything, I would be flipping the TNA faster than you could say Styles Clash. But Shane McMahon leaving the WWE is one of the biggest stories of 2009 by far.
Now, I gotta jump in here real quick. Is there any potential? Has anybody even considered the possibility that this could all be a work?
No way. Because.
Oh, come on.
That sound means we need to move on because we got a lot of cover.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Fair enough.
Now we start with even sadder news in the world of professional wrestling. One of the most popular managers and spokespeople and overall good guys in the world have died yesterday. Captain Louis Albano has passed away at the age of 75. He has been battling a serious illness for the past year and a half and unfortunately has succumbed to said illness. He was one of the greats. He was a Hall of Famer, and he is beloved by all.
Mm-hmm.
For the older people, sorry for ragging on your age, Jason, it was managing the Wild Samoans. It was managing the Valiant family.
The way I remember Captain Lou Albano was not originally in the wrestling business, but in the music video business. Because Cyndi Lauper, if you remember the rock and wrestling connection, made him play her father in the video Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
You're right, Jason. I'll give you another example. The older people might remember him from managing, you know, who I just said. The slightly younger people than that will remember him from the rock and wrestling era. see him managing the British Bulldogs, managing George the Animal Steel, and yet the people who are younger here will remember him for this.
Hey! How did I know that was coming?
You hit it on the head, Rob. You hit it on the head.
To his credit, you want to know, he got a handful of his buddies to show up. Piper was on one of the live segments. Oh, who else? I know at least three other guys showed up.
Sergeant Slaughter showed up twice.
Slaughter, yeah.
And I hate to say it, but he was a better Mario than whoever that racial stereotype is doing his voice now. Is that Santino?
No. I'll tell you this right now. That person imitating Mario right now on the newer video games did a better job than Bob Hoskins did in the movie.
Yeah,
there you go. Ouch.
But I will say this, though. He was one of the... And let's talk about his impact in the wrestling arena, though. He was a triumvirate, a member of a triumvirate in the 1970s and 80s, where the manager was important. Grand Wizard, Classic Freddie Blassie, and himself were the three most influential wrestling managers of the 1970s, which begat people like Bobby Heenan, Jim Cornette, Jimmy Hart.
I wouldn't know about that. Jimmy Hart came right... He was doing Memphis at the time, right when they were doing that in the WWF.
But even so, I'm saying around that time... Without Albano, you would not have the style of wrestling managers.
No, you don't.
That you have today. And actually, the wrestling manager is a lost art today. It is really hard. You know, now you have spokespeople. You don't have managers. You could count managers on pretty much one hand. I mean, you have Vicky Guerrero now managing Eric Escobar. You have William Regal sort of leading Kozlov.
I wouldn't call it that, actually. I'd say that's more like a stable more than a like William Regal being a manager
exactly.
of sorts. However, if you want to get something like that, I'd say the person close to that would be Eric Young with the World Elite.
No, that's more of a leader of a stable. Again, same deal. But like I said, the managerial all-star, but Albano also was a great on the stick, too. Oh, good night. He was so good.
Yes, one of the few bright spots of the UWF in 1990, actually.
So, Trista, what do you think of Albano?
I only know him as Mario.
Okay.
Which, if you know me, shouldn't surprise you at all, because I'm like a giant Mario.
No, that's cool.
And I don't know. That's all I know him as. Like, I haven't bothered to YouTube any of his stuff, so I can't speak of him on, like, how he is professionally in wrestling. But, yeah, he was awesome as Mario. I dated this one guy a few years ago who had all the Mario seasons, and I made the kids that I babysit watch them, and they all enjoyed it, especially when he called them paisanos at the end.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. So,
there you go.
That's all I have to say about that.
You think there might be a posthumous DVD release?
Not if
there is. It'd be hard to do since all the Mario episodes have been released.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They're already out on DVD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, hold it. One season left hasn't been released. Super Mario World has yet to be released.
Okay.
That might be a blessing in disguise.
That seems to be YouTubeable.
No, that one's already been converted into too many YouTube poops.
Okay.
Exactly.
The animation and the stories in there were horrible, because those hurt my brain. I can give you two words that'll keep that in the archives. No, wait. Yeah, it was Super Mario World. Milli Vanilli.
Oh, God.
Oh, good grief.
Girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl, you know. Never mind.
Play it on the ring.
Oh, God, yes. God, what, same
beat. Press button.
All right, I didn't see Super Mario World, so I'm not even going to ask.
Are you saying they weren't really singing that song?
No.
They weren't really voicing themselves either.
Yeah.
But Albano was just one of the greats, and
yeah,
actually it was also good to see, also good to see him pass away naturally, and I don't mean that as a joke, you know.
Yeah.
Too many wrestlers die young, and he was, you know, he was well respected, and he was well liked, you know. Albano was one of the good guys.
Yes, he drank his 3 gallons of baby goat's milk every day, so that kept him healthy and strong.
What about those of us that remember Captain Lou as the guy that tried to make Fatu and Sione wrestle in boots?
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
That was my first exposure to him.
That
I thought
was
the crazy guy who showed up to help Hoffa manage the head shrinkers.
Okay, I kind of remember that.
I remember that as well.
Yeah.
That was not a highlight.
But he'll always be Mario.
I just remember Fatu sitting on the ring steps trying to pull the boots off and Hoffa yelling at him and Captain Lou shaking his finger at him. Sione was fine. He was used to it because he'd done it before, but Fatu didn't like the boots.
What I loved also about Albano is not only did he get himself over, but he got his wrestlers over, you know?
Another lost art.
Yeah,
managing.
Getting people over, which is why James, the last great manager that we've ever had in wrestling was Father James Mitchell.
I'll disagree with that.
Oh, Scott D'Amore, but.
Well, Jesus.
No, we'll see. But again, Captain Lou, God bless you. Godspeed. Good stuff.
And to remember him. At the end of the show, we're all going to do the Mario.
Game one!
Yes, Yankees win 4-1. Take
Ooh.
It.
Yankees, Angels, like that. You want to be shot.
There you go.
and another baseball news, the NLCS is tied 1-1, yet nobody cares because it's not about the Yankees!
Okay, next.
No, actually, I care. I care.
I
care because it's about Torrey versus Girardi.
Not happening. Phillies are winning it in 6.
It ain't happening.
Well, so what's
next?
My man Vinny Padilla has something to say about it.
Yes, because the Red Sox hung your Rangers out to dry.
Oh!
Before this gets way out of control, what's next,
yeah,
Rob?
Save this for my show next week. Save this for my show next week.
Go Blue Jays.
Oh, boy.
Very good. Win. Wait, Krista.
Very nicely done.
Oh, laughing.
By the way, I like to say my support. Go Montreal Canadiens. Oh, wait, that's hockey. Never mind. Moving on. We're moving on. How about we talk about the whitest man in the world today?
Who? Who is the whitest man in the world today?
AJ Styles.
Oh. Yeah.
AJ Styles. And the man who has the whitest face in the world, that of course being Sting. That's right. We're talking Bound for Glory.
Wait, I don't get it. Why is AJ Styles the whitest man in the world?
When Sheamus is, most obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Sheamus is pretty damn pale. But yeah, but
no, Sheamus, not just pale, he's albino. He's albino.
Yeah,
no, he's translucent is what he is.
But
I opened a can
on.
Of worms. Oh, shit.
Anyways, big pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Bound for Glory, it's their fifth. No, it's their. Yeah, it's their fifth one.
Yep.
They're at the Bren Event Center in Irvine, California. You know, it's UC Irvine, where like quarter of the Price is Right contestants from after 2000 attend. But that's for something I'll talk about on Game Show Garbage on GSG Garbage at OCCrew.net. By the way, new induction, the first ever Bullseye game on the Price is Right. Moving on. Well, by the way, we also link to the Block Party Podcast, blockpartypodcast.com, and NikkiHammond.com.
Yay.
Did we get all of our cheap plugs out of the way today?
I'm on Twitter at 521. Spelt out.
Yeah, I missed the show this past week. I'm going to actually try and do it tomorrow night. WrestleCraft Sports Digest. Try to probably do it around 8 p.m. tomorrow night. We'll discuss week four. This will be week five. Week five, preview week six, Oklahoma, Texas, and more baseball playoffs. Yankees!
So, Bound for Glory.
Yes. Shaping up to be a tremendous pay-per-view. Except for the main event, which just got spoiled.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Whoops, what happened?
I think I got this one. Cable company started to air the Turning Point commercial a couple of days before the pay-per-view actually aired. And now, put it to you this way. How about this? I'm going to give everyone a five count who are listening. If you don't want to hear what the commercial said, fast forward for the next, about a minute?
No.
We're not doing it at all?
No, not at all.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Good, yeah. Put it to you this way. It's been spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's not fun, so... Let's talk about a three-hour show, and if I had the sound effect, it would have been perfect, because it's Impact.
No, it's Super Impact, which was actually a two-and-a-half-hour show with about a half hour of filler.
With your host, Bert Convey. Oh, wait, he's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Well, actually, a half hour of filler that pretty much describes an average Super Password episode.
But
I missed this because I went to sleep so early last night. I got to watch this.
No. Super Impact was very good for many reasons, not least of which was a pay-per-view quality. I believe it was uncut Impact match between AJ Styles and Kurt Angle. I believe there were no commercials involved in that, correct?
I had to go to bed early, so I couldn't watch it.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it because
there was any commercials in it.
Didn't watch the end of it. I did watch the first hour and a half. Now I just can't remember what I watched.
The AJ Angle match. Unbelievable. Great stuff. And also a very good Abyss Mick Foley promo, which they've been promoing this match. Really, really, really well. And, I mean, put it to you this way. If I was not attending a wedding, I'd be watching this. I really would.
All right, so let's talk about this Impact. We start off, we're going to talk about the matches. We already know about Main Event Mafia and how long they could talk. Gets into a big brawl of Styles, Morgan, Hernandez, Beer Money, and Team 3D. And let's talk about the first match. We have the Beautiful People versus Tara, ODB, and Awesome Kong. Now, those three are going to be in a pay-per-view knockouts match for the knockouts title. And they're tagging against Velvet Sky and Madison Rain. Oh, cameo appearance by Lacey Von Erich. Because she didn't do a damn thing.
Well, it was a fun match. It was fine.
I can't contribute. I missed the show completely because of RVD Radio.
It was good stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of something that might raise Nikki's ire.
Uh-oh.
Suicide versus Amazing Red. Suicide comes out by himself. Amazing Red comes out with his new manager.
Oh, God help us,
oh,
right,
no.
Yes.
This is
the greatest
moment of impact.
You gotta be kidding me!
Yes, God.
Oh, who let him out of the office? Oh, for crying out.
Oh, no.
Here's
Amazing
the thing.
Red.
A promo was cut after that match. Don West laid it all on the table. Amazing Red went to Don West and said, "You've been my biggest fan. I want you to be my promoter / manager."
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
What meds has Amazing Red been on since he screwed up his knee?
Oh, shit.
Well, whatever meds he's on, it's got him the X Division title.
It's
mm-hmm.
something that
wonderful.
Makes
I
him unable
like
to speak.
I'd like some of that myself. Maybe then Don West would be tolerable.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I say this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Fail.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
No.
Room.
Fail.
Room.
No. No.
This is not a fish. This is all.
Let it play itself out.
Exactly.
By the way, as a preamble, since nobody did it, this is new ECW announcer Lauren Mayhew.
Oh, no. Sorry, no.
Why
no.
not? She's horrible. I could do better on no sleep and no caffeine.
Well, yes.
I'd rather have Lillian than her. Oh, sorry.
Well, at least you've gotten your names right
Jillian.
So far.
No, Rob, I would rather have Jillian.
Oh,
her.
My God.
Speaking of fail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that later.
Don West being the Amazing Red's manager, the only thing that could make me happier would be if Cute Kip rejoined the Beautiful People.
Oh,
yes. I'd accept that. That was a good fit for him.
Yeah, that would be it.
Sticking in the trash.
Actually, you know what? I'd rather have Cute Kip in the Beautiful People than Lacey Von Erich.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least Q-Kip does something and doesn't botch
done.
Every single move.
The least I could have done is just Angelina with a Canadian. Didn't even do that.
Yeah. But it was good. Okay. We also, like I said, go on with the impact.
Then we have a Run the Gauntlet match with Fernandez versus the British Invasion.
Ooh, Rob Perry.
Rob Perry continues to be the most worthless big guy I've ever seen. The guy loses in 5 seconds in like every match he's in.
That's okay. It's worth the view. Oh, sorry.
Good
All right, Nikki, Trista,
Nikki,
we're going to put both of you on the spot right now.
Who am I looking up?
Better abs. Who, if you could be surrounded by only one guy with a great physique, who would it be?
John Morrison.
Absolutely, John Morrison.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that ends that segment. Oh,
yeah.
By the way, my answer is John Morrison, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well.
The power of the abs compels you.
Yes.
Hey, fucking men.
Oh, God. I'm just keeping this one to myself.
No. Go ahead. I'm kind of like the Dale Winton of this show. Well, not really. I'm not that effeminate. Moving on. Afterwards, Eric Young pretty much beats down Hernandez with a Singapore cane, some wicked shots, and then the British Invasion just beats him down. Good build-up for a pay-per-view match.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And we get some stuff about how Homicide was inactive for this week because he attacked Willie Urbina. Was it Willie Urbina or was it, God, was it Urbina or Hector Guerrero he attacked?
It was Willie. Yeah.
Willie Urbina
he attacked.
He
was apparently the snitch that told management what Homicide had been saying in Spanish on camera, and that got him in trouble. So he found out it was Willie Urbina, and so he attacked him.
So Daniels faces off against the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro. By the way, any of you ever seen Johnny Mnemonic yet, or at least watch the Spoonie Experiment, Johnny Mnemonic review?
No.
No. He's the freaking street preacher. Hope De Niro is the street preacher from Johnny Mnemonic, except for all the cool bionics. Oh, well. Daniels beats...
Hello.
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 Yes.
Hello.
I'm getting, okay, now that there you are, what happened?
Bueller.
No.
Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so go on.
Hello?
Yeah, you're still here, Trista.
Hello? Am I on? Am I
yes.
on?
Yeah, I hear you, Vera.
All right, Blog Talk is failing.
Okay,
blog
so
talk.
BTR is failing again.
Okay, so let's get the pickums out of the way.
Yes.
I've been having problems for the last few months.
Yeah.
Failed on me 3 times on Tuesday.
Maybe because it's not a fan of Tuesday Night Typo, I guess.
No, who is?
Oh!
Good call.
Other than me, of course.
Let's see what else we got here. Hamada beats Alyssa Flash in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
That was great. Good stuff. Fantastic.
So, before that, we had a great promo from Mick Foley.
Yes, Abyss was about to...
That was funny.
Yes.
I'll be right back.
Abyss was about to put the barbed wire baseball bat on Abyss's neck, then when she thought you heard Lauren crying in the back, and Chris Park went to her. Turns out, it was Daphne. In a wig. And Mick Foley said, by the way, don't fall for cheap imitation, because... He showed videos of Abyss copying him in style and in attitude, which I thought was great. They've been really booking this match beautifully.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, I must have missed something there with that situation.
Yeah, they've been really doing a very, very, very good job with it.
For example, when did they turn Foley back to heel again?
They have just with this.
Okay.
I think.
I've been absent from watching TNA for quite a while.
Welcome back, Josh.
Thanks. I hate you, Skype.
Ooh, you got double failed.
Yeah, Love Talk Radio on Skype. Randall versus Bobby Lashley in a stretcher match.
The boss.
He helped
to lift Rhino into a stretcher and stretcher him out.
Yeah, Lashley won that. But...
Yeah. Is there any doubt?
Well, Rhino actually gored him before the match, if you remember correctly.
Yep.
But after the match, Samoa Joe, Kokina choked him out, but left him with, in his words, one last breath, so that his match at Bound for Glory, his submission match, will be his last. Another great promo. And another way of great booking.
Mm-hmm.
They've made a lot of these matches really important, you know? You understand?
Yes, I do understand. And then we had our main event, Kurt Angle versus AJ Styles.
Which went to a 20-minute draw. Fantastic stuff. Falls. Near falls, unbelievable stuff. Angle and Styles can do pretty much anything. They could read the phone book. I've seen them do it live. I've seen them do everything. Angle and Styles cannot do a bad match. They can't.
They could try to have a bad match and it would fail. Okay. Let's get to some meat. Let's get to me taking my belt back from Nikki. Yeah.
What?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Mine.
I hope you guys remember what happened last year at Bound for Glory time.
Which was?
Going around.
Yes, me getting my belt back from you, Nikki.
Mine.
Well,
no.
Let's see it. How many matches we got?
We got 9.
Wow. So it's going to be 9 points or is it going to be 10?
10.
Actually,
we're doing a tenner.
Just be... Are we doing the pre-show instead of Style Sing?
What's
yeah,
the pre-show match?
Yeah, because I don't...
Murder City Machine Guns versus Lethal Consequences.
Okay, but because Style Sing is unfortunately thrown out, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and... I'll just say it right now. The person who won the match is... That's who won the match.
Oh, beautiful.
Victory, yeah.
Oh,
that was great. Weird.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Let's do it.
Starting point.
9 matches, 10 points possible. We'll start the pre-show match. It is Lethal Consequences versus the Guns. This is only going to be a 1-point match.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins and why? And I say, ladies first. So, that means, you know who we start with?
Trista.
No, that means we start with you, Jason.
Ah, very funny.
Bastard.
It will be the Motor City Machine Guns because they've been doing some very good stuff on the microphones. Guns win.
Nikki.
Going with the Guns, I've seen a couple of those video packages, and they have really turned up the doofus lately.
Trista.
I'll go with the Guns because they're the closest to the Canadian border.
That's, Trista, that's always your logic. When in doubt, go Canadian.
I don't watch TNA, ever.
Don't you have a good shot of winning this thing?
Yes, that's true.
Carl.
Yeah.
The Guns.
Typho.
MCMG.
VRM.
Their new music sounds really good. I'm almost Guns.
And Josh.
Murder City. That's all I need to say.
I'll go for the Guns as well to make a sweep. So watch me change it underneath my breath. Let's get that straight out of the way. Motor Consequences. Okay, got it. But I'm going picking the Guns. Now let's get to the real matches. TNA Knockouts Tag Team Championship. Taylor Wilde and Sarita versus the Beautiful People. Once again, 1 point. Who wins, Josh?
I say Sarita and Taylor Wilde retain.
VRM.
I'm going to go with Lacey does something to interfere because I don't know where the momentum is right now. So I'm going to go with Beautiful People.
Typho.
I'm a huge Beautiful People mark, but I think the champions are going to retain.
Carl.
Champions retain.
Trista.
Team Canada for the win.
You do realize there are no more Canadians than the Beautiful People.
Yeah, Serena and Taylor Wilde are both Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Toronto.
Oh.
What?
Yep.
Who knew?
I knew. That's why I picked
it. I knew, too.
Team Canada.
So did I.
This is the great thing about being a host. You don't have to know a damn thing, and still you can do a great job.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey.
No
it's
comment.
Work for Bert Convy. Nikki?
No comment.
I think I'm going to go with the trend here. Serena Taylor Wilde retain.
Mr. Block.
Sarita and Taylor Wilde win. The Beautiful People try and do something sleazy, but it doesn't work.
Yes, Lacey Von Erich tries to help out the team, but she fucks it up, and that'll be the last thing you ever see of Lacey Von Erich in TNA. Therefore, we have Taylor and Serena
That's
winning.
Delicious.
She looks like Kelly Kelly.
Except less talented.
Yeah.
Ouch. She looks a lot like Kelly Kelly.
Next one.
TNA Knockouts Championship, Kong, Tara, ODB. Who wins and why, Jason?
Tara wins due to the fact that Kong and ODB go at it for some reason. I think Tara wins.
Nikki?
Let's see. Who has the belt right now?
ODB.
ODB.
ODB, whose face? Is Kong's face?
Winner.
Yeah.
No, heel.
Okay.
And Tara is face.
Tara's face?
Yeah.
Tara's face, okay. Awesome Kong on the minority rule.
Krista.
ODB. I don't know why. They're all too far away.
Carl.
Tara.
Faithful.
I'm going to go with Kong.
No, I think I'm going
to go with Josh. I mean, VRM. Excuse me, VRM.
Kong.
Josh.
Kong, Tara, go at it. Beat each other. Stupid ODB gets the pin on Tara.
Nope. Kong wins. He just dominates everybody and is the new face of the Knockouts division yet again. How fun is that? TNA Knockouts Championship match. I have my finger on the point button here. Hernandez, Eric Young, and Kevin Nash.
Isn't that the Legends Champion, not
Knockouts? Legends Championship. You'd normally see that on Botchamania 113 if you just hasn't taken Matthew's account down.
The guy needs a Daily Motion account, seriously.
He does. And for YouTube, Sparky. Thank you, Sparky. Josh?
Come back to me. Come back.
Sparky, you missed. VRM.
Let's see. Two heels. You got the Mafia War. You got Hernandez versus Eric Young. Like I said, Mafia War with the World Elite. Yeah, I'll take my toilet.
You have one
toilet coming up.
When I mean by toilet, I mean... Yeah.
Oh, this.
Yeah.
Typho.
I'm going to invoke the Canada rule, except for me it would be the Texas rule. Hernandez wins the Legends title.
Rob, whenever you're ready, you can go.
Didn't Ash redo his contract for another year recently?
Yeah.
They just extended it.
Oh. Flush the toilet for me, please, Rob.
One flush coming up.
Then ding me.
Something's clogged in there.
You're welcome.
Yes, it's Jeff Kirby from Jeopardy. That's what's clogged down there.
Boom.
Wow.
Ooh.
And he's done it twice.
You.
Plus twice.
Rob, can I possibly pick?
Yeah, go, Josh.
All right, sorry about that. Well, no need to flush the toilet, but give me a ding.
Okay. Trista?
What was the match?
Hernandez, Eric Young, and Kevin Nash.
I'll go Nash.
Not invoking the Canadian rule, eh?
A? Oh, that was cheesy, dude.
Weak.
So cheesy.
Weak.
Yeah, it's about as cheesy as poutine. Nikki?
Um, Well, I think Hernandez is going to get it on the who's getting the push rule.
Jason?
Kevin Nash retains, making the Legends title actually mean something.
And Jason would be absolutely 100% totally correct on that one.
Hmm.
Would be Kevin Nash. Here is your two-point match, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Full Metal Mayhem.
Here we go.
This is match of the night.
I don't get it.
Whoa.
Okay, it's pretty much tables, ladders, chairs, chains, pretty much whatever you could grab, use it.
Basically, it's TNA's trademark of TLC.
Yep.
Noted.
A ripoff.
That's fine.
Fear Money, 3D, British Invasion, Steiner, and Book. Who wins for one, two, what team is pinned, Jason?
Now, is this for their tag titles?
Yes.
Yes.
Both tag titles.
All right. It's going to be 3D pinning the British Invasion for the belts in a bloody, nasty match. One of the two bloody, nasty matches on the card.
Nikki.
I'm with Jason. Team 3D pins British Invasion.
Krista.
British Invasion pins 3D.
Interesting. Okay.
3D is not going to pin the British Invasion, but they're going to pin the two old bastards all on the way out of TNA. AKA Steiner and Booker T.
Ooh. That sounds
good to me. Typho.
Yeah, I'm saying 3D pins Steiner doing the goodbye job.
Oh, that's right. That is, you know?
Very nice. Before I brought that up.
I might have to change my answer.
Judge, can people change votes?
No.
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 Ah. All right.
So, Jason and Nikki get screwed on that one. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. So go.
I'm going to say that Steiner and Booker lose. I am going to say that. Question is, Fear Money or 3D? Fear Money or 3D? Fear Money!
Okay. Josh.
3D pins the main event. Yeah.
Bless you.
Fear Money pins the main event Mafia is the correct answer. Ultimate X match for the X Division Championship. Suicide, D'Angelo De Niro, Daniels, Homicide versus Amazing Red with the greatest manager in TNA history, Don West. High five, Typo!
Well, anyway.
Fuck you.
Good DW fun coming up at Bowser.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Who wins, Josh?
I'm saying Amazing Red retains.
DRM.
How much of a push is Mr. Burke getting right now?
Who?
De Niro.
He's getting promos. He's getting featured. He's been featured on every Impact since his debut.
Plug in Stacker 2.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that about last night.
Daniels via experience rule.
So now we go to you, Typho.
I'm going to say the Amazing Red retains because you've got the greatest promoter since good old Tennessee Lee.
Ow.
No.
Trista? Oh, Carl. Sorry, Carl.
guys and gals listening to the show, you got to wonder what exactly he did to get a spot back on TV.
He sold enough Jeff Jarrett guitars.
Jim Minton.
In the face!
Can I go on now, you son of a bitch? Oh, hi.
Hotel bar.
Amazing Grudge retains, and I'm going to call it, Wes is going to take some sort of bump in the match somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's the Ultimate X match. Of course it's going to be a bump.
There's a bump in every match, Carl. Trista.
Ultimate X is the rope,
I said,
right?
Wes
or
is
it the frame?
Take a bump.
No, yeah. No, he's saying that Wes is actually going to take one.
Oh!
Quick question.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yes.
Hey,
Ultimate
why not?
X is the ropes or is it the framework?
It's framework with ropes.
Okay.
And then there's electrical barbed wire around it, and it's inside.
No.
Get into the cage, you have to climb the ladder, which leads to a step stool.
Oh,
you've got to be pretty around it.
Just later.
Wow.
Trista, this is TNA, not WSX.
Sorry.
Piranha Tank.
I've been watching WSX lately, actually, for reasons I won't admit.
Matt Sydal's
app. Greatest promotion ever.
Heaven born, baby.
H Tizzle.
That's all you had to say.
Is Homicide in this match?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
I'll take him, but he won't stab me.
Nikki.
Amazing Red retains because he has a new manager who needs to be broken in. So not only will he retain, but Don West is going to have to catch somebody. I hope Suicide lands on him.
Jason.
That'll probably be the bump I mentioned.
Amazing Red retains, but this is going to be El Festo de Spato, to use the language of Bobby Heenan. This is going to be this is going to be a great match.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, because we're short on time, these next two matches will be one word or less. Our favorite part of the show.
Oh, bite me.
One word or less.
Oh, come on.
So
come
you
on.
Either answer or you don't?
No, just come on. We'll do it quickly. Just go on.
Monsters Ball, Abyss versus Foley. Who wins, Jason?
Abyss does. He finally gets his revenge on Foley.
Nikki.
Abyss, because Foley always loses big matches like this.
Trista.
Abyss, because Nikki said so.
Thank you, Trista.
No problem.
Best answer I've heard all night. Carl.
Abyss, because he's just only a carbon copy of Foley, as you know.
Typho?
Abyss.
Yeah, a VRM.
Ring, ring. Oh, hello, WrestleMania 24. Oh, what, you want your match back?
Oh! Ow!
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, but we don't have Adam Copeland in this one. We got this other guy. We got this guy named Chris Park. Sorry. Different match. Bye.
In WrestleMania 22, silly.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Josh.
Abyss. Because everyone else said so.
Abyss, because we finally get the return of Father James Mitchell.
Ooh,
cool. Yes.
I demand Judas Messias, too.
Judge.
With laser beam eyes.
Judge, can we do that for Typho?
Oh, and by the way, SmackDown did a in memory of for Louis Vincent Albano.
Good.
Yes, good.
Good for
now, this one deserves one word or less. Lashley versus Joe.
Oh.
Josh?
Dominate.
That was Lashley. VRM.
Bastard.
Lashley. Typho.
No.
Lashley. Carl.
Liver.
Lashley.
Wow.
It's a good one, Carl.
Damn it, we got that pay per view.
Great American Bash 2006.
Yep, Matt.
Indianapolis.
Yep.
I was there.
Trista.
I had to go for that.
I don't know. Joe.
That was more than one word. So you said Joe.
I'll take my half point.
Okay, so instead of Joe, you want the half point.
I'll take my half point, please.
Okay.
I'm in the lead. Woo.
No, you're not.
Shut up.
Nikki.
Ambivalent. Oh, wow.
That would be Lashley.
No, that would be a half point.
Oh.
Oh.
I need a, and I have a dictionary right beside me. I'm a fool. Jason.
Dictionary.com. Joe.
Kimbo.
Christ.
Whatever. Didn't that last one?
Kurt Angle versus Matt Morgan. Who wins, Jason?
Morgan wins to be clean, to put him over as the next challenger for the winner of the title.
Nikki.
Morgan wins because Angle's more than happy to put him over. Take that, Booker T.
Oh.
Wow.
Ouch. Trista.
Morgan or Angle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's everyone else saying?
Morgan.
Okay, I'll do that. Beast.
Carl.
Morgan.
Typho.
It's got to be Morgan, otherwise this match is pointless.
Pretty much.
Yeah, VRM.
Number one, new number one contender, Matt Morgan.
And Josh.
Carbon footprint to the face.
Bingo.
Yes, and I agree. Matt Morgan wins and sweep. And now, once again, for spoilers, the person winning the TNA World Championship is...
Now let's get the Mario Dome.
Oh, that is just beautiful.
Okay, I'm glad I did stay up for the show.
Good
evening, and welcome
update.
To this special update bulletin. After reports of the North American Wrestling Connection trying to figure out who is the whitest man in the world, we have finally found the truth. For those who have watched Raw last night with the introduction of Snoop Dogg as the GM guest host for Raw, Michael Cole saying on the televizzle for Shizzle My Nizzle gets the award for whitest man in the world.
Bingo.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled program already in progress. Divas Trade, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about that Divas Trade and that spectacular, epic fail that was a Divas Tag Divas Championship match.
Yeah.
Whoa! I can tell you the reason why, and I'll make it in 30 seconds or less. Mickey James was given a message for her lack of performance and, believe it or not, her weight gain. I don't believe it, but that's what they said. Her lack of work rate, so they dropped it to Jillian. They moved Melina over to have her take the belt from Jillian. That's what happened, which is sad.
Ouch.
Why couldn't Jillian keep the belt?
I would have liked to have seen Jillian
be fired
for the
work she
was wrestling. Yeah, because, except for the fact that she wrestled like shit.
Jillian should have been fired tonight.
I got a counter to that, actually.
And what is that, Carl?
The reason why is because Nikki's hit the 30 and over club.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
In the words of Nikki Haman...
Go to hell!
Yes.
Exactly.
I don't care. Just because she's in the 30 and over club. Trust me, Nikki, I understand. My problem's right here in front of me where I can see it.
Yeah, exactly. Here it is. Melina was traded from SmackDown to Raw. Beth Phoenix was Raw to SmackDown. Mickey James was traded from Raw to SmackDown. What? Okay. Rosa Mendez was traded from Raw to ECW. The Bella Twins are from ECW Raw, and Eve is now on Raw. That's where everyone went. Rob,
and
you know,
that
like
ends
Bella
the show.
Twins, it's time to move.
No, yeah. Just close it up. We gotta do it.
Yes. So, in the immortal words of, well, nobody, for Jason Block, Nikki Heyman, Trista, Typho, Paul Schneer, VRM, and Josh, I'm Robert Salmon, and let's... Do the Mario, swing your arms from side to side. Let's go, it's time to go, do the Mario. You find me. Let's go, do the Mario.
Captain!
You got it!
You have no second freedom!
Mario! Mario!
God bless you, my friend.
Love you all. Night, folks.
Good night.
Hey, go to... Listen to Tuesday Night Typho. Listen to the Block Body Podcast. Listen to the Rest of Crap Sports Digest. Follow Trista's Twitter. And please, whatever you do, go to Game Show Garbage, GSGarbage at OCCrew.net. Give me your suggestions for stuff you want inducted in there.
Okay, will do.
And listen to BS Big Show. Okay.
With Jim Williams and Chris Palmer. And once again, let me just say, the winner for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship is...
Pantalones.
Good night.
Robert Flores.